Well, every generation talks about how tough they used to have it, right? Had to walk up the hill both ways in the snow to school. You know the stories, right? You've all heard them. But there is one thing that we do know they had easier than you have it now, and that's retirement planning. So today we're going to talk about some of the way things have changed, what Spiros and his team does to help people overcome these different challenges, unique challenges today. All that's coming up next.
It's time to heed the call for financial freedom. This is the Audible Advisor Podcast with Spiros Vassalakos of Athenian Private Client Group.
Welcome into the Audible Advisor. I'm glad to have you. Spiros, glad to talk to you again on video now for the first time, but it's always good to see your face. How are you?
Doing great. You know, after a year of sabbatical, you know, I've been itching in the new year to get back into it. I'm glad that we're doing it on video, and a lot of people always like to see the face with that voice behind the mic, so I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah, glad to talk to you again. Of course, if you don't know Spiros, he is the president of Athenian Private Client Group in the Tampa area. You can find him online, theaudibleadvisor.com. And today's show is a good one, Spiros. I like that we're going through here because I know you've seen this. You've seen how things have changed. Even probably over the last 10 or 15 years, challenges are different today than they were. But when you go back a generation or two, things have changed a lot.
Yeah, you know, it's incredible. You know, we sit down with a lot of our clients that are either recently retired or been retired for a while, and you know, with the dynamics that are available today for our, you know, Gen Z, they wish that they had that opportunity back when they were working. And so, you know, there are challenges, but fortunately enough, the difference that we're seeing is that they saved a lot more money. But unfortunately, they weren't able to take advantage of many of the returns that we've seen throughout the years. But they're getting there. It's a challenge, but we're helping them through it.
Well, as we go through this today, if you have questions, want to follow up with Spiros, you can always do so by calling 727-754-8418. So we've got 10 different areas where things have changed. I want to talk through these with you, Spiros. First is job stability, that company loyalty. The way it used to be, you'd find a job at a company early on. You'd work with them 30 years. You'd retire. You have nice benefits, pension. It was pretty easy.
Yeah, you know, listen, you know, the pensions were great, especially during that time with cost of living being pretty normal. But, you know, as we saw throughout the years, a lot of these pensions decided to convert and actually close their pensions, meaning freeze their pensions, and actually had a lot of their employees look into the 401k option, which, if you don't know, came out in 1978. And actually in 1981, they really did see a big boom of individuals starting to contribute, especially when the IRS came out with the you know, new regulation where they said that employees could actually contribute to a 401k. So, you know, with that, I mean, the difference is, and the great thing is that, you know, pensions, you know, you got a certain amount of interest every year, and this is what you were guaranteed at age 55 or, you know, whenever you retired thereafter. But, you know, with what we're seeing now with 401ks, they've over exceeded a lot of the balances, especially if you had them for many years. So, you know, again, at the end of the day, you know, there were people that retired, you know, 10 years ago and wish they had, you know, 401ks and or contributed to 401ks. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're educating our you know, Gen Xers and Gen Z. We're telling them, hey, you know, 401k is the better option for you, especially every year that they're increasing contribution limits.
Yeah, so let's kind of piggyback on that a little bit and talk about that reliance on personal savings. Because before, because you had this, you know, such good benefits, you didn't have to really worry too much about saving on your own. I know there were certain cases where people would say, hey, I wish I would have saved a little bit more. But now you really don't have that flexibility. It falls on the individual a lot of times, right, to make sure they're accounting for their own retirement.
You know, the problem is, you know, and I do a lot of educational workshops. We do them on a monthly basis here in the Pinellas and Pasco County, Florida area. And, you know, I got to tell you, a lot of people, you know, I could probably say about 30% of individuals in that room really did the right thing where they were contributing to 401ks. And a lot of them actually were dependent on Social Security. And what we've seen is that, you know, 30% of people's income actually come from Social Security. The other thing that we also saw was that, you know, individuals didn't know that, you know, if they collected Social Security at full retirement or at 62 or at age 70, a lot of them didn't understand if they went back to work and they worked part-time, they would actually, a lot of that money would be taxable. That Social Security money would be taxable. So, you know, at the end of the day, when we're putting together retirement income plans, you know, we include everything across the board. And, you know, one thing that we've seen is that unfortunately, a lot of people didn't take advantage of what we're seeing now with, you know, 401k contributions or, you know, IRA contributions. And now we're even talking about Roth conversions. So, you know, we're trying to help them minimize taxes so they can keep more money in their pocket and less to Uncle Sam.
Yeah, that's always the goal, right? Well, the housing market's also changed quite a bit. This, I'm sure, around your area, especially in Tampa, you've seen it firsthand over the last 15, 20 years, especially. But everybody has, I think, in most areas. So when you look at it before, you could rely on your house as being a pretty nice asset for you. You could build up a ton of equity in many cases, and a lot of people retiring before us obviously had that. But now it's a lot less reliable. So how does this impact the way you plan for retirement?
Well, you know, it's less reliable because at the end of the day, what you're seeing is that people, and thank God we've had a tremendous real estate market, you know, the last 10 years, the market has been going up. And here in the state of Florida, we've seen a tremendous growth, you know, in the last 4 years, you know, after COVID, many people moved down here, property values went through the roof. You know, the problem is that what people don't know is that if you're married, you know, the first $500,000 you keep, it's tax free. Anything above that, you're going to pay taxes on that. So we have to include that in the retirement income plan. So we've seen, you know, people that purchased homes here. I purchased a home here 8 years ago, and I've already made 100% on my money. I have 100% of equity in my property. So I could imagine those who've been here before I was here and what they purchased their property, which was a lot less, and what their equity looks like. So, you know, those are the things that we have to put together. But, you know, the big problem, again, that we're seeing is that not so many people are depending on their real estate to be their retirement account. We're seeing a lot of the Gen Z and the Gen Xers who are going to be inheriting properties. We're seeing them depend on, you know, the inheritance of those properties. And so we're trying to let them know that, you know, when you retire, that property may not be what you think it's worth, and then we're going to have to readjust your retirement income plan.
Yeah, it's a difficult spot to be in, kind of relying on something like that. You know, that's not where you want to be for sure, and why you work with people on that. But let's talk again a little bit more on investing. The landscape's changed a lot too. I know if you look and see, hey, where can I put my money? Well, you've got your typical stuff that you've had for a while, but then you have ETFs, you have ESG investments, you've got cryptocurrency. There's just so much more you can put. And a lot of times that makes it more difficult because there's so many options.
You know, again, the options are there, and it's great. We have an open architect type of a platform that we're able to offer certain, you know, products to clients. What really comes down to is two things. Is one is, you know, what is the client investment objective, and what's their risk tolerance? And that's how we're able to determine, you know, how we're going to customize their portfolio and put that together for them. There's so many things out there. I got clients that are reading, you know, articles, or they're watching CNBC, or, you know, they're watching, you know, Fox Business. And, you know, they're always coming back. Well, you know, should I invest in X, Y, and Z? And, you know, at the end of the day, it really all comes down to what your investment objective is. And you'd be surprised. A lot of our clients will come back and say, you know what, I don't think this is a good idea for me. Thank you for, you know, giving me the information and going over what my current investment objective is. So, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to get all sorts of options. You're going to get inundated with a lot of information. But, you know, again, you should be working with a financial advisor, a tax advisor as well, to make sure that, you know, whatever's out there for you and whatever you're thinking about doing, you know, that you're talking to them. And one last thing I can tell you is keep in mind, a lot of people's objectives are totally different than yours. So we get a lot of people coming in saying, hey, my neighbor, you know, had a better return than me, or they're invested in X, Y, and Z. And we're saying, well, you know, let's take a look at your investment, you know, goals and what their objectives are. They wind up finding out that, you know, really that they shouldn't even be in those types of products that, you know, they're seeing their neighbors or friends or family in.
I think that's one of the common themes you'll find through this episode, is that you want to have someone that can help you with these things, right? These challenges are different, they're unique, but I know, Spiros, you work through these things all the time, which is why we're bringing them to your attention here in this video, to help make sure you're aware of them, but also that you know that you have someone that can help you work through them as well. Interest rates have changed quite a bit, and they continue to fluctuate over and over, right? But I think with the higher interest rates, at least for some of those savings accounts, conservative investments, fixed income investments, you can rely on that to generate a pretty nice little bit of income for you. But I mean, I know it's better right now, Spiros, but even going back 5 years ago, what were you getting, like 0.5% on those investments, right? And that makes it impossible to save.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, great thing is that, you know, what people are seeing interest rates going up. The bad thing is that we're seeing also inflation going up, right? So, your purchasing power actually, even with the rate of return that you're getting, is not still keeping up with inflation. So, you know, and that's including, you know, obviously the two big ones, which is, you know, food and energy, right? And, you know, when you see on the news and they're saying, hey, you know, inflation's, you know, up, you know, 5-6%, in actuality, they're not including food and energy. So what I do tell people is this: when we're putting together a retirement plan or a retirement income plan or a portfolio, we always have to include what inflation is at that point. However, when inflation does creep up, we always got to make the adjustments. And that's the reason why you're working with a financial advisor, to make sure that your advisor is helping you make those adjustments so that you can really see what the true number is and where you need to be. You're going to have to take some risk, and you're also going to have to, you know, say to yourself, you know, do I really want it? Are the rewards, you know, better than the risks that I'm going to take? And that all depends on how long you have, what your time horizon is. The longer you have, the better opportunity you're going to have to, you know, at least probably reach your successful investment goal. But, you know, you need time. And that's what we're telling our clients. Time and patience are really the most important thing for our clients.
Absolutely. Keeping that long-term horizon, taking a step-by-step and following that process. And as we talk about things have gotten harder, dealing with healthcare costs is probably towards the top of the list. These are obviously aren't any specific order in terms of priority, but this is one that I know will rank high because we've seen how much they've gone up higher than the rate of inflation as well. So working with this and trying to plan this into your retirement is got to be a pretty big challenge, right?
Yeah, that's, you know, that's one of the biggest things that we're seeing that clients forget to include in their retirement plan is healthcare. You know, again, with, you know, living longer, our longevity span and, you know, the advances of medical devices and things in that nature and, you know, prescriptions. And we look at the history of the client health-wise, and then we incorporate what their health costs are going to be, you know, and a lot of them are depending on Medicare. But, you know, Medicare only covers you up to a certain point. And that's why you have to get that private insurance. And that's your Part B, your Part C, and your Part D, right? And those costs actually go up. And keep in mind, if you're on Medicare and you're working and your income actually increases, every year you get that, you know, Medicare letter saying that, you know, your new premium is going to be X, right? And so that increases as well. So we have to make those adjustments every year. So, you know, at the end of the day, healthcare costs, you know, just not, and it's just not what you're paying in prescriptions and copays. Long-term care is really big right now. And, you know, unfortunately, with long-term care, a lot of people didn't think about it when they were younger and they're thinking about it now. It's really expensive, you know. And so, you know, if you really want to have long-term care, you know, in a policy or insurance, you really got to really consider how much of that premium is going to, you know, really put a dent into your income every month. So unfortunately, you know, people aren't educated on that. But our goal is to educate as many people as we can that are coming through our doors, coming through our workshops, and letting them know, you know, what, you know, how important healthcare costs could be when it comes to putting together their retirement income plan.
Yeah, and it's great to see all the advancements we're making in that area too, because, you know, being able to ward off dementia or Alzheimer's would be an amazing thing, a wonderful thing. But it also increases our longevity, right? And that's a good problem to have, but it also can be an issue if you don't plan for that long retirement. And many people before us in these previous generations, what was the life expectancy, like 64, 65, somewhere in there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, life expectancy, I'd probably tell you back in the 70s was, you know, probably 70. Today for a male, it's 83. For a female, it's 87. And that's just going to keep going out. I mean, you know, you're hearing today, even, you know, now we're in an election year, you know, we're hearing about, you know, how, you know, Medicare is going to have to readjust and Social Security is going to have to readjust. And they're talking about, you know, the reasons being that is that, you know, they're going to run out of money at a certain point. I mean, they're saying 2035. I mean, they keep pushing it out. But, you know, with $33 trillion in debt, you know, they're going to have to figure out that problem. And me as an individual, I tell my clients, don't wait for that problem to be fixed by government. You need to fix that problem. So we're here to help you. Let's put the solutions together and let's see if it's affordable for you. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to really say when you retire, let's say at 66, which is the full retirement age, you're going to have at least another 20, 25 years that you're going to have to account for on making sure you have, you know, the proper income. If you don't, then you're going to have to make some sacrifices. And that's what we're telling our clients.
Well, the other part of that longevity conversation and ties into income is Social Security. Now, when this program was rolled out, there was a lot of people paying into it, right? And as more and more people are retiring, the baby boomer generation going into retirement, there's fewer people paying in before, and there's more people that are taking money out. So it's obviously been a big issue in terms of political and campaigning and that sort of thing, and who knows what the answer will be. But that wasn't an issue for generations previous. Hey, is there going to be Social Security? What's that benefit going to look like? But now you have to kind of account for that a lot more, right?
Yeah, the reason why it wasn't a problem years ago is because you had more people contributing than people actually taking out. Today, it's in reverse. So for every one person contributing, there's three people that are taking money out. Where Social Security is, they're either going to have to extend the full retirement age, which they're discussing at, or they're going to have to really try to figure out how they're going to replace a lot of the money in Social Security. Because as you know, they do tap into Social Security money. People don't know that, but they do. So the government has to, replace it and replace and replenish that. And so at the end of the day, Social Security is going to be your problem. But what I am telling my clients is, Social Security, when it originally rolled out, it was for individuals that are more of a low income, right? And, people that are low income that would depend on that for them to have money for them to at least survive, to at least be able to eat. Today, a lot of people actually depend on Social Security as an income, and that's unfortunate. And so we're trying to, we're trying to educate our clients to, and a lot of them, to be honest with you, are great. They've done a great job. Some of them haven't, but we're educating them to make sure that, that they're looking at other sources of income and or accumulating other, retirement accounts so that when they're ready to take money out as a source of income, they're not depending on Social Security.
I got a couple more areas where things have changed. I want to bring up the sandwich generation. This wasn't a term probably that was around a generation or two ago, but more and more people now that are heading into retirement are helping with their parents, their aging parents, helping take care of them. But also they have children that are more reliant, or at least reliant longer than maybe previous generations as well. So you have these people that are getting pulled two different directions financially.
I'm one of those individuals. I actually, we've moved in our in-laws. They've been living with us for about 15 years. And so, the great part is that they're not at that point where they need us all the time, but they're getting there, right? And so, what we've decided to do, and we're from a Greek heritage. Europeans, as you know, very family oriented, and they don't believe in assisted living or nursing homes and putting their parents in those facilities. So, we have to adjust our lives. And what we're seeing is that a lot of the kids today, unfortunately, not that they don't want to. They just can't do it because they have children, they have other responsibilities. And so either two things are happening. Either they're putting their parents in nursing homes if they could afford to do that, or they're actually hiring somebody to, spend a couple hours with their parents who need that help. So, in that, we have to make sure that there's money available for those types of situations. And to be honest with you, a lot of older people aren't thinking about that. They're not. And it's unfortunate. Until you start bringing out the realities and you start talking about the stories of, existing people that that are in that situation, then they start thinking about it. But by then, sometimes it's too late.
All right. One last thing to talk about is financial literacy. And you might think it's easier today to become literate because there are so many tools at our disposal. There's podcasts like this one. You can log online, look up anything you want to. But the reason why it's not as much is because before you didn't have to learn as much. You didn't need to know as much about your investments, about your portfolio, because you had these tools like the pension, like the Social Security, that were taking care of most of what you needed. So it's gotten tougher now, Spiro. So just keep track of everything, address issues like these, really become truly literate on everything you're doing.
We do a workshop. We have two workshops that we do. One is on tax and retirement, right? So, and we try to make it very layman for them. We focus on Social Security, we focus on, different retirement accounts, on where they can pull income from. We also focus on estate planning as well, which is a really big issue for a lot of individuals that, need it and don't have it. And so at the end of the day, what we do tell our clients is, yes, you're going to get inundated with a whole bunch of stuff, but if you're working with a financial advisor and your financial advisor is actually working with your tax advisor together, they can actually help you overcome a lot of these, hurdles. But at the end of the day, if you're not doing that, and we've seen a lot of people try to do it on their own, and then they wind up coming, to us, or they're going to another advisor, and they're trying to piece everything together and they're trying to figure everything out. And, what I tell clients is, look, at the end of the day, it doesn't hurt. It's never too late to get help. And I tell my Gen Z and Gen Xers, it's never too early, right? So at the end, you know, what you want to do is you want to, you know, just work with somebody, ask all the questions that you have, make sure the person that you're working with is, you know, asking you the right questions, and hopefully you'll be on your way and you'll be successful.
Well, I know that hopefully this will get some people thinking more about planning and taking more of a proactive approach to things that they haven't already. And if you have questions for Spiros and the team at the Athenian Private Client Group, always, you're welcome to call 727-754-8418. Also log on the audibleadvisor.com. You'll find all the show there, plus ways to get into contact with Spiros. But for anyone that hasn't jumped into this yet, Spiros, and gets in touch, kind of what does that, the beginning of that process look like?
Well, first thing we do is we do a discovery meeting for all of our clients. And the discovery meeting is just basically for us to get to know you. You get to know us. We want to understand what your objectives are. What are you looking to do? The one big question we always ask is, you know, what does money mean to you? And we get a lot of responses. The two top ones that we get is flexibility and time. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, when we structure and we put together that portfolio for you, we want to make sure that it's growing for you so that it gives you the flexibility to travel and spend more time with your kids. And, you know, also if you're looking for time, you know, again, time is not infinite, but it is really the most important thing. And you can spend time with, you know, your family. You can, you know, maybe again, take a vacation or maybe even start a business that, you know, that a hobby or whatever, or be charitable. We have clients that are super charitable and they want to spend their time doing that. And then once we're done with that discovery meeting, you know, it's all about, you know, implementing what we're recommending for you. And actually, once we do that, it's, you know, basically monitoring and making sure that we're tweaking when we have to tweak and answering all the questions that you have.
Awesome. Very good. Again, you can call 727-754-8418 to get in touch and begin that process if you haven't already. But we appreciate you being a part of this show. If you're listening to the podcast, make sure you check us out on YouTube. Show now on video. And if you're on YouTube, please hit subscribe as well. Help us continue to grow the show, and we appreciate your support. Spiros, as always, thanks for your time. Good to chat with you again, and we'll do it again soon.
Take care, Ben. Thank you.
The information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. All investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to consult with a tax professional before implementing any investment strategy. Investment advisory services offered through Singe Advisory Group, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.